Well, look at you. I'm pleased to see that you're making yourself at home. If you don't mind, ladies, I would love to have a little alone time with the new member of our family. Now please scurry on. We have much to discuss. As for you, sweetie, please continue to do whatever you please. I hope that my daughters treated you well during my absence. There was some business that had to be addressed prior to our agreement. Fortunately enough, there weren't too many issues, and you're still in one piece. Your assigned room is rather opulent, if I do say so myself. I presume you are not so fond of such lavish decor. But it's much more of a preferable choice than locking you inside a cage. Oh, you look frightened. Apologies, love. It's just a joke to lighten the mood. All things considered, we should quickly review our arrangement. If you would be so kind to provide me some space, I would love to sit by you as we discuss these things. Wonderful. Now, where were we? Ah, yes, the deal we made. In exchange for your undying loyalty and service to me, I grant you the right to live as well as the necessities you require to live a normal life, just as you had before this little predicament of yours. To be more specific, you will be our toy for us to use whenever we please. But you will also act as a breeding bull impregnating human females. Any questions? Your offspring? Well, you have no need to worry about such trivial things. All that matters is that you're safe and can live every single day of your life in pure erotic bliss. It never hurts to know the terms that we are both agreeing to. After all, our last encounter had ended quite abruptly. I was not able to fully assess you. You must have been so anxious about the test. The task may seem daunting, but I assure you that passing this test will undeniably be proof that you are well suited for the job. Once again, pardon me for my sudden disappearance. Before we proceed, if you would be so kind to answer my questions. I trust that you are able to get acquainted with my daughters. Why, yes, those little hellspawns are mine. Absolutely adorable, aren't they? Ah, by any chance, do you fancy any of them? My apologies. From your prior display of lust, I had anticipated that you had abandoned all reason and possibly took the chance to copulate with them while I was gone. I see. From the looks of it, you weren't completely satisfied. After all, we did leave off on such an abrupt end, so it wasn't necessarily out of the range of possibilities. I wouldn't blame you for committing such an act. I found myself contemplating over that possibility. It would serve as evidence itself that you're suited for the task if you were able to satisfy those three. Remember, love, you have complete immunity here. There is no entity that can lay a finger on you here unless I deem you worthless. That being said, if we want this agreement to go smoothly, I value honesty. So tell me, human, did the thought of fucking my daughters not pass your mind? The very thought of plunging your cock into the depths of their body is enticing, isn't it? How can I put this in terms you may understand? A free use contract. we use you however we please. And you're free to fuck till the day you die. Quite the charmer. I had not expected you to harbor such indecent feelings towards me. My knowledge may be inadequate, but I had assumed that your taste in women would lean more towards the younger side. I'm quite flattered. When it comes to my previous partners, you could say I was quite impartial to favoritism. None of them struck me as the one. I find your audacity to be delightful. I've come to like you. Unfortunately, for my daughters, their turn will have to wait. I will be assessing you per our agreement. I, Lady Dimitrescu, shall milk you thoroughly. Let the real test begin. Feel free to sit on the edge of the bed for me. Burn this image into your eyes. It's a rare sight to see me kneeling, but I'll make an exception. Just for you. I may have come off as impatient, but it is honestly vexing having to wait for you to strip down. Tearing through your clothes would be a much simpler task. Now, stay still. Oh, I'm sorry, love. Did that hurt? I may be losing my touch. Luckily, the cut near your collarbone isn't that deep. It would be a shame to stain your new sheets. So let me quickly clean it for you. It would seem that you're enjoying this. Awfully kinky. I like that. Now, if you would be so kind to strip off the rest, we wouldn't want any more accidents. Oh my. Eager, aren't we? Just leave this to me. Oh, I can feel you twitching at the slightest movements of my tongue. Oh. Remember, do your best to last. You are being tasked with something monumental. Plus, we haven't even gotten to the main event. I have high expectations for you. Now, love, prepare yourself. I'll be taking in your whole cock. Right? Down to the base. You're so incredibly thick. Your cock so easily fills my mouth. Oh, poor baby. Your whimpering is just exquisite. Just bear with me a little longer. I'll fuck your brains out in a bit. Oh, I can feel your pre-cum coating the inside of my throat. Could you have possibly been saving yourself for my return? Oh. Oh, pleasure is intoxicating, isn't it? I don't blame you. Having you violate my throat is quite a turn on. Are you getting close? No need to hold back, dear. Feel free to shoot your load deep into my throat. Just give in to me. I know you've been waiting forever to come. Oh, fuck. Pulling down on my head at the last spurt. I can feel all your cum slowly dripping down my throat. Let me get up. And it looks to me that even after that huge load, you still have a little more left in you. I believe that should suffice. Your cock is absolutely drenched in my spit and cum. Congratulations. We can finally move on to the next and final event. If you're able to satisfy me, then I'm sure you will do wonderfully. Any questions? My height? May I ask what brought upon such a peculiar question? Reference, well, an individual of my stature would bring about some curiosity. If my memory serves me right, I'm about 9 feet 6 inches tall, but I'm sure it's nothing a man like you can't handle. Now, please excuse me for a bit while I undress. Ah, there we go. Is my body to your liking? Request. I don't mind keeping my underwear on. Are you perhaps turned on by my lingerie? Good boy. Now just lay back and relax while I mount and make a mess out of you. Truth be told, it has been quite a while since the last time I had been serviced. The tip of your cock pressing against my opening. The very thought of you releasing your hot cum inside me. I desire nothing more in this world than for you to succeed in this trial. But I do not plan on holding back. Please do not misunderstand my intentions. I do wholeheartedly acknowledge your feelings. The very warmth in my chest that I'm feeling right now is because of you. Regardless, love cannot exist without lust, and lust cannot exist without love. If you truly wish to stand by my side, you must prove your worth. Feelings and emotions can only get you so far. Now, strike fear into my heart and show me what you got, lover boy. Holy fucking shit. Your cock is the fucking best. It's been so long. I'm fucking shaking. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, your cock is fucking perfect. Oh, I keep moaning. Oh, you sound absolutely amazing. Oh, the whole length of your cock is mercilessly grinding against my insides. Oh, be honest. Isn't this just like you always imagined? Oh, the constant, rhythmic pounding of my pussy slapping against your pelvis. Starting from the tip of your cock all the way down to the base. Oh, your delicious whimpers echoing throughout the house. Oh, it's possible that everyone can hear the pathetic noises you're making for me. Oh, fuck. Look at you. Such a slutty face. Furiously thrusting up into me every chance you get as a means to retaliate. Yet I slam right back down, rendering your assault useless. Watching you fight for your life is quite a turn on. Blinded by both your urge to fuck and desire to live. This is how humanity should be. This is when man shines the brightest. Thriving off their primal lust and their urge to survive. Oh, you're almost there. Nearly reaching perfection. Oh, and just hold out for me, my love. Oh, I want to come on your cock so bad. Oh, you're nearly about to explode. Don't worry, love. I'm almost there. I can feel the insane twitching as I continually work the tip of your cock. Oh, simply divine. I'm close. Oh, I'm so fucking close. Oh, please. Please. Oh, please. Oh, fucking breed me as I come. Paint my insides white with your thick cum. Oh, knock me up. Breed me. Oh, lover boy, you pass with flying colors. I have complete confidence in your ability to breed as you so manage to satisfy my expectations. You can rest easy now. Well, I may have come once, but it would be such a waste to let you go limp so soon. After all, you're still so hard after releasing so much. Just lay back and let me have my fun. Ugh. pleasure you're feeling right now must be unimaginable. If you really hated it, you'd go limp. Ah, but your cock continually maintains its shape in order to release more of your baby fluid. There we go. Oh, that's what I wanted to see. Despair, joy, lust, sadness, insanity. That's it, love. Just get lost in the pleasure. Delve deeper and deeper. Oh, let it take over. Oh, my. I knew you still had some left in you. Wrapping your hands around my waist and frantically bucking your hips. Oh, the sensation of you fucking your cum back into me is simply sublime. Oh, I'm close, dear. Oh, I'm so fucking close. Just give in to me. Oh, fill my pussy with your hot cum. Do it, please. I want it. I want your whole fucking load. That's it. Oh, good boy. Shush. We have all the time in the world. Now rest and close your eyes. I'll be right here. Right by your side when you wake up. I love you. You'll do wonderfully.